بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كفى بالمرء إثما أن يضيع من يقوت. حديث صحيح رواه أبو داود وغيره ورواه مسلم في صحيحه بمعناه قال كفى بالمرء إثما أن يحبس عمن يملك قوته. In this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is sufficient for a person to be a sinner. It is sufficient for a person to be deemed a sinner if he abstains from fulfilling the rights of those whom he is responsible to feed. In other words, he's got to feed his wife and his children. And if the person withholds the sustenance of the one's family, then in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is regarded to be a perpetrator of a sin. He's a sinner. He'll be accountable in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for not fulfilling the rights of his wife and his children and whomsoever is under his care. So the hadith says that, كَفَى بِالْمَرْءِ إِثْمًا أَن يُضَيِّعَ مَن يَقُوتُ. The word ضَيِّعَ means to destroy. In other words, that person who withholds the food and the sustenance from his family, he does not support them, he does not care about feeding them, the man is not even working, he doesn't bother to find any food, any halal rosy, and he makes the poor wife work hard, then this person is regarded as a sinner. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ما من يوم يصبح العباد فيه إلا ملكان ينزلان فيقول أحدهما اللهم أعط منفقا خلفا ويقول الآخر اللهم أعط ممسكا تلفا. متفق عليه. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that every single day in the morning, two angels descend. And one says to the other, Oh Allah, one makes this dua. So two angels descend, and one makes this dua, اللهم أعطي منفقا خلفا. Oh Allah, the one who is spending in your path, replenish him. Give him something in replacement for what he is spending. The other says, Oh Allah, the one who is holding back, and he is supposed to be supporting others, and he is hoarding his wealth, Oh Allah, destroy his wealth. So these two angels come down, both descend every single morning, and one says, Oh Allah, replace for the one who spends in your path. He's taken out money, Ya Allah, you give him something in substitute. And the other one says, Oh Allah, destroy the one who withholds his wealth from people. He is not giving, he's not spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's not giving any charity, and more especially, he's not spending on his family and subordinates. وعنه رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال اليد العليا خير من اليد السفلى وابدأ بمن تعول وخير الصدقة ما كان عن ظهر غنى ومن يستعفف يعفه الله ومن يستغني يغنه الله. رواه البخاري. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned the upper hand is better than the lower hand. The upper hand is the one that is giving. The lower hand is the one that is receiving. So the one who is giving is better than the one who is receiving. In this hadith, Rasulullah is encouraging people to give sadaqah. And then Rasulullah says, وَبْدَأْ بِمَنْ تَعُولُ. When you start giving charity, then start with your own family. With those who are under your care. Start with those who are your subordinates. Your wife, your children, your servants. So, charity begins at home. وَخَيْرُ الصَّدَقَةِ مَا كَانَ عَنْ ظَهْرِ غِنًا. The best charity is that which leaves this giver with sufficient wealth thereafter. In other words, you don't give all your wealth away in charity and then you become a beggar yourself. So always, you leave sufficient amount for yourself, for your family. What is surplus, that is what you give in charity. وَمَنْ يَسْتَعْفِفْ يُعِفَّهُ اللَّهُ. And that person who wishes to be self-sufficient, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him that independence. وَمَنْ يَسْتَغْنِي يُغْنِهِ اللَّهِ. Or that person whom Allah makes self-sufficient, or who wants to be self-sufficient, Allah makes him self-sufficient. And the person who wants to be independent, Allah gives him independence. In other words, he does not become a burden on others. to feed him and to look after him and support him. The person is becoming independent. He is making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, keep me independent of your makhluk. I must not wait out for handouts. I must not wait out for people to give me charity. So such a person, Allah will create the means for him to become independent. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal, and especially feeding our wives and our children. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.